of know-it-all advice columnists.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that song is stuck in my head forever. Thank you, Seth.
Who got it? Who got it?
Well, okay. We're not going to do that. I don't know. Why do we? And well, Bill doesn't, but why do we?
Why do fools fall in love?
Oh, shut up. Why do we insist on singing on this program and neither one of us can sing?
Speak
you guys
yourself.
Can at least carry a tune.
What's that?
You guys can at least carry a tune.
Are you saying you can't sing at all?
I mean, generally, no.
Give us your best thing, Bill.
No.
Have you ever written a musical sketch? You write all these sketches? Have you ever written a musical sketch?
We have written musical sketches, but then I usually have a general idea for, like, I might think of a lyric or two, but then I hand it over to the three more musically talented members of the group and be like, now do it the pretty. Because it's like, I can't do the words of the music, but I know this is like kind of like what I'd like it to be, but then do it in the way that it's not offensive to people hear it.
you'd make an awesome rapper then.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I am white, so.
Look at Bill. I tell you, Bill, every once in a while, man, he's like a sniper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He picks him off.
He takes his shot, and it's just like, hey, what was that spray coming out of that guy's head, and why did he fall to the ground like a wet melon?
Boom! Headshot!
Well, Bill took him out.
Yeah, exactly. Bill took him out from what? From 600 yards.
Maybe 8 or even 10 guys in the world could have made that shot.
With a light southwestern breeze.
Who can it? Who can it?
It was Bill. That's
only
who.
Only two people can make that shot.
It was Bill in the bushes with a scope. For all we know, Bill killed Kennedy.
He killed Kenny.
You bastard! You bastard! Oh my God!
You bastards! By the way.
Oh, don't point your finger at me.
Okay, sorry for pointing.
Nobody can see him.
I'm not your boy.
Remind me to give you my copywritten treatment for...
Drink cups!
What?
Drink cups?
No, shut up.
Damn it.
You and drink cups. You and damn drink cups. Which, by the way, is a great idea. But yeah. I have to do that with Gino, because we thought up the idea for the show, for the actual thing together on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that I could actually say, like, this is my idea. Even though it is my idea, it's Gino's idea, too.
I thought I had a little of something.
You did. You came up with drink. Yeah. I think you came up with drink cops, actually.
I think so.
I think you actually came. Now that, see, you have to forgive me. I have a CEO mentality, which.
That means, like, step on people and
right,
take
well,
advantage.
No, it means, no, it means that.
Knife in the back.
If you do not, no, I'm not that bad, which is why I'm not a CEO. No, if you don't remind me that I have a tendency to think that all great ideas are mine.
This is mine, and this is mine, and that's mine.
So if you don't remind me that you came up with the idea, I'll actually delude myself into thinking that I thought of it.
I have a song brain right now. It's crazy.
You have a song?
Always something there to remind me.
See, you always have a song, yeah. And you can't sing. That's the problem.
Fuck you, Chuck, you bastard bitch face.
Now, see, that was funny, because it didn't even make us, it didn't matter if you could sing or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fuck you, Chuck, you always bitch face. I mean, first of all,
the bastard bitch face.
Oh, you bastard bitch face. Yes. I like you always bitch face better. That's
okay. I do always like you.
Yeah.
Even when you're a bastard bitch face.
So, hey, do me a favor. I'm going to give you my brother's number, and let's call him.
Excuse me?
Let's call my brother.
Can't
and wish,
do it.
Wish him a happy birthday. Oh, you, no, you
oh,
can't.
Oh, they're going to think he's going to call you a bastard bitch face.
You can do it yourself. Put it on the mic.
Oh, man, really?
That'll work.
All right. Well,
waiting on Verizon.
Well, that's a shame,
I'm just
man.
Waiting on a friend.
Well, that's it. Please stop it. Please. You have got to stop that, okay?
But also, it seems like you're trying less with each song you choose.
I know. It's like, yeah, it gets worse and worse. It's like...
That's Mick Jagger.
Right, quiet,
he couldn't
please.
Sing
quiet, quiet.
Brother!
Please, don't... And stop that, too, please.
Brother.
You're killing me, man.
Brother, brother, brother.
Let me get my brother some.
Brother.
Today is my brother's birthday. My brother, Tony...
He don't want to hear from you.
And clearly he doesn't. He, however,
Straight to voicemail.
He's a teacher, and so
what time is it?
It's at this time right now. It's 2:18 as we sit in the studio. Okay.
I've heard that voice before.
Oh, what was he? What's he selling?
He's also a gigolo. And that message said, "Thank you for your interest in my penis."
Tony.
Well, it's my brother's birthday today, so happy birthday, Tony. I just wanted to say it to you live on the air.
Do you want
to
sing, Chuck?
He tried.
Please no. So anyway, from all of us here at Not So Nice Advice and the 8 people listening,
happy frickin' birthday.
Happy birthday, Tony. We love you.
You say it's your birthday.
Da-na-na-na-na.
It's my birthday to
you.
Say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. Say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's enough. That went way too long, too. See, that's another thing we gotta work on.
Point, edited!
That's another
thing. The show's too long!
For those of you at home who are hard of hearing, we're sorry.
Hey, this is Not So Nice Advice. If you were wondering, I am Chuck Nice. I am your host, and we are also in studio with Seth, the producer.
Good evening.
And... and Bill the assistant.
Hello.
Better known as Box Office Bill. Now, last week's show, guys, I think got just too off track with that. It's all my fault because I saw Black Panther and...
Black Panther. Doing it.
So I went and saw Black Panther and we started talking about it. And then we got... And then we did a racial... letter right afterwards.
We got casually racist,
and so we ended up having like an all race type show, and you know we're not going to do that today. Today we're going to have some fun with letters. We're going to have some fun with letters, yeah. And the secret word is vulva.
Whenever anyone says a secret word, scream real loud.
Vulva.
You said the magic word.
If you hear vulva used in any of our conversation, nothing will happen. You will know the secret word.
The password is nipple.
I like that. By the way, nipple, one of my favorite words. You know how you have certain words that just do something to you? They make you feel good. You know, obstreperous is one of my favorite words for some reason.
It sounds great. No idea what it means because I'm dumb.
It means...
to obstrep.
To obstrep.
Can you use it in a sentence? I'm going to try to spell it. I'm just kidding.
Yes. No. Your obstreperous display during the assembly is a clear indication of your immaturity. So,
and that's why I stayed back in 8th grade.
So yeah, it means to disrupt or to be difficult in a loud way. Hmm. Not really disrupt. I should say to be difficult in a loud way. Obstreperous. So anyway, yeah, certain words really get me. I love certain words. Nipple is one of them. I don't know why. Nipple is just a great word as far as I'm concerned, you know?
Does something to me.
It does something to me. I don't know what it is, you know? So just hearing about it just makes me happy. I don't know why I'm talking like Bob Ross right now. You know what I mean? There's a nipple. Why don't you just paint that right? And a little brown areola around it. There you go. And if you want, go ahead, just add a few little textured bumps right there. Yeah, look at that. It's like Braille, isn't it?
Braille? And there's a tree.
There's a tree, a happy tree, because it's looking at this nipple and wonderful areola.
I can tell you something.
What?
Obstreperous, noisy, and difficult to control.
There you go.
The boy is cocky and obstreperous.
Chuck Nice, once again, coming through.
Chuck Nice, cocky and obstreperous. That's the name. I got the name of the show now.
Cocky and obstreperous.
Absolutely.
Chuck knows words. I know movies.
With Chuck Seth Nice, it's cocky and obstreperous in the morning. Hey, I'm cocky
and I'm obstreperous.
And we're cocky and obstreperous in the morning. All right. Hey, let's. Here's what we do here. We say it every single show for those of you who are joining us for the first time, and we hope that you enjoy the show. If you are. What we do here is we read advice columns and blogs. We read the answers. We tell you why those answers suck. And then we give you the real answer, which will also suck. Yes. Love it. So why don't we just jump into a letter here, okay? Because I've received some feedback that says that we don't spend enough time on the letters. So, dear fellas, I'm a manager in charge of a division at my company. Drew, one of the people I manage, uses a wheelchair. When he was first hired, Drew asked if any accommodations could be made. I asked if Drew needed any accommodations to be made, and he's never asked for any. As a matter of fact, okay, I was going to say something. I'm not going to. No handicap jokes, Chucks.
Separate
spasm. Not yet.
Yeah. Self-regulate. Drew has mentioned being a paraplegic, but to my knowledge, he has never elaborated or said anything about how or when this happened. Drew is an outgoing and popular person who gets along with everyone. See, Bill, you already know where this is going. And one of those people has the gift of being able to talk to anyone. Drew's work has always been good, and I have never had a problem with him or anything he has done. So why am I writing to you? Not long ago, I saw a short film online about people who believe they are disabled, but they actually aren't.
What?
Wow.
I gotta look up this movie. Yeah.
Drew was in it.
Get out of town.
Drew is not a paraplegic and does not even need a wheelchair.
This guy's a great big phony.
Why are you laughing, Chuck? Is this a serious thing he's
this
suffering
is
from?
Hilarious. It's so funny. Wait a minute. But he uses it because he feels as though he was meant to be a paraplegic.
I can help him with that.
He identifies as a paraplegic?
Yeah, exactly. All you got to do is shoot the guy in the spine. Yeah. Why can't we just do that?
Just help make sure you don't hit the right thing. He doesn't want to be a quad.
He doesn't want to be a quad. He wants to be a para. Yeah. So, like, just hit, you know, we need to, like, get rid of about, what, 70% spinal cord injury, yeah. Right? Little 22 to the back, lower back, pop, pop.
It'd be a great workouting.
Exactly. Okay. But Drew comes to work in his wheelchair and uses it full time and never mentions anything about his paralyzation. I am concerned the company may look bad if anyone finds out or says something about this. Is this something I should talk to Drew about, or should I just make the company aware that he is not a paraplegic? Signed, Not So Handy. Okay, I actually made that part up, but okay. Clearly that's not funny, Chuck.
I'm trying to find the thing.
What, you're trying to find? You're online searching for that movie, aren't you?
I am. I want to watch it.
Okay.
I feel like it's like they just need him to be more loudly shouting how he's paraplegic, and then it'll make the office feel better.
Right.
By the way, I got shot.
Oh, God, there was that car accident. If only I hadn't had that car accident. Thank you, Drew. We need that every day. Thank you.
Pass the ketchup.
First of all, they should have known that Drew wasn't truly a paraplegic when he carried his wheelchair up the stairs. I mean, that's a clear indication,
we
right?
Do you have an elevator?
I can walk in short spurts.
Exactly.
Eddie Murphy, Training Places.
I got legs. I can walk.
That's true.
I can see. I can see. I'm healed. Thank you. So anyway, this is what the person writes back. Given that it's reasonably likely that there's a mental health disorder at play here, and given that it doesn't sound like it's impacting anyone's work, I'd leave it alone. And I'm like, okay, I don't know about that.
I would start a fire and see if he got up and ran out.
No, I tell you what I would do.
Start two fires.
Depending upon I would disable his chair.
That's worse.
Just come up to like a baseball bat.
Like if his chair is electric, I would actually like drain the battery and be like, oh damn, Drew.
And put a pit bull in, see if he runs away. Drew versus the pit bull.
Put a scorpion in his no, you can always do the age old trick. Not down the stairs, because he'll end up a paraplegic because of you. You push him into a pool.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
What if he's not a paraplegic, but also cannot swim, Chuck?
Well, then.
You see the legs moving, I guess.
Yeah, well, you see him flailing around.
He's got two problems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you solve one of them. I mean, you got to save the guy now.
You know, the person who fakes that, who needs him alive anyway?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, just throw him in the water.
I'm agreeing with you, though, man. This guy's an awful. No, so clearly he has.
Who cares?
I'm gonna agree with you. Who cares?
Right.
You know,
he's doing his job. He's nice. Right. He talks to everybody. He's swell.
It kind of reminds me.
If he gets a little piece of ass because he's, you know, girls feel sorry for him, God bless him.
Right.
He's kinda working a system.
Which, by the way, you know, that's why he said he's a paraplegic and not a quad. Because he wanted to make sure he can still get laid. I don't know if you know anybody who's in a wheelchair bound and their dick still works. They are very, very, quick to tell you that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or maybe it was just that.
That's a novelty, that too.
Maybe it was the paraplegic cooker that I had an experience with.
Come on, girls are loving the novelty, right?
Yeah, but no, there are people where there, as a matter of fact, I believe Stephen Hawking, his worked, as far as I could tell.
Wiener works.
Yeah, the wiener.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think his wiener works. It's just
why do you guys know about his wiener?
Well, because wasn't it like knowledge that he cheated on his wife with his nurse?
Because I love science.
He cheated on his wife? How does he cheat on his wife?
That was the kind of impressive thing about that. Was like, how did that on all accounts of that?
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Mm. Yeah. No, you stay still. We'll do it doggy style. Forward. Backward, forward, backward, forward, backward, in, out.
Somebody should animate that. Do you like that?
Ooh, ooh, baby, baby.
Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh.
I'm kind of with you on the who gives a crap thing. As you, if you're getting
he's
your
not hurting anybody, he's doing his job.
Getting your job done.
He's doing half his work because he's spending too much time thinking he's paraplegic.
You know, I've had people report to me, I don't then again, give a wait shit. A minute. As wait long as your work's done, who cares? It's not bothering anybody.
But it could
you're not
be
an HR problem and you're doing your job.
What about this, though? And it, but he doesn't say this, but could it be that he's not really doing his work as well as he should be, and people just give him a pass because he's a paraplegic?
He says work's good.
So, yeah, he did say that. But let me ask you this. If somebody worked here and they were differently abled,
yeah,
no matter what it is, but
right,
visibly so, would you judge them differently? Would you be a little less hard on that person because they're differently abled?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's honest.
But if someone's reporting to me and I need certain work done, I'd have different expectations, but I'd still expect them to meet the expectations I come up with.
Yeah. So we had a guy at...
they're not going to win the potato sack race at the company picnic.
That being first and foremost,
why do I pick you every year? Why do I pick you every year for the three-legged race?
I know it's not my fault.
And I know you only have one leg. We only have three legs when we get in the race. What am I thinking?
Bad strategy.
So check this out. Quick story, and then we'll move on. I used to work at a radio station, and I can't give the call letters because everybody who worked there knows this guy. He was a mentally challenged individual. And he basically emptied the trash and did light maintenance, as in there was a spill to clean up, anything like that. Dishes in the break room.
Mopped.
There was only one area to mop because everything was carpeted.
You shouldn't be mopping in here anyway. This is a rug.
So that was his job. So one day he comes into the office. We are in the midst of preparing for tomorrow's show, which has gotten off the air. He's emptying the trash cans, and he looks at me as he's emptying the trash can, and he goes, "Well, Charles, it's like you should be doing this."
What?
No fucking lie.
He's white?
Yeah. White. And I
wow.
And I went,
you'd have to laugh at that, right?
I did laugh because I was shocked. I laughed at the shock.
That's why I laughed.
Yeah. I didn't laugh at the joke. I laughed at, wow, this guy is,
he's not as stupid as he thought.
Well, exactly. Like, this guy knows exactly what's going on.
He knows you should be cleaning the
And then I started a rumor that he wasn't mentally challenged. I started a rumor, you know. I was just like, you know, Brian, he's not mentally challenged. He's faking this shit. And people were like, what? What are you talking about? And every time he came up, I actually put that out there that he was faking being mentally challenged.
You think he was faking it?
No, he wasn't.
He was fired regardless.
No, he was just a racist. He was a mentally challenged racist. And it really opened my eyes. Like, racism is learned.
I heard he works in the White House now.
Oh, that was good. Hey, Charles. Looks like you should be. emptying the trash. I'm gonna drain the swamp and empty the trash. Actually, Chuck Nice is gonna empty the trash because he's a nigger.
Ouch. Did he try to straighten him out?
No.
Yeah. You're like,
here's the way I feel about race. Most people are programmed, and that's it. They're just programmed. And in order for you to go against your programming, you have to have experiences that rewrite that programming.
Updates?
Yeah.
Monthly updates?
You need an update, right? And if you don't get the update, no one can convince you otherwise. Well,
hopefully Apple will be able to make that happen.
I hope so. Yeah. But that's the only way people change their view about race. And a lot of it has to do with familiarity. Being exposed to other people and cultures, and even then, what they will do, I have friends who have done this. They will say something about black people in front of me and then go, not you, Chuck. Like, you're Chuck. I'm talking about black people. And I'm just like, what the fuck do you think I am?
Have you punched any of these people?
No, but here's why. Because that's what you do when you are in a place of cognitive dissonance.
You're their buffer.
Right. No. It's deeper than that. It's psychological.
I understand. I'm not that deep, though.
Yeah, what you're saying.
It's like, basically like, I'm not racist because I'm friends with Chuck.
Right. That's another version. I'm not racist, but.
I'm friends with Chuck, therefore I'm not racist.
Right, you're the buffer.
But I don't believe I'm racist, and now that Chuck stands in direct opposition of my racist views, instead of changing the way I think about black people because Chuck is black, I'll change the way I think about Chuck.
Chuck is one of them
after all. Right. New Jersey.
Chuck is black.
Exactly. So I never tried to straighten him out, but I made sure I told everybody he was not mentally challenged.
You know, once he came in here raving about Black Panther, I knew, I was like, oh, he is black, Chuck. Jesus Christ. Can't just be a freaking movie. It's got to be a whole black thing. Black, 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 black.
And I'm black, y'all. Yes, I'm black, y'all. And I'm bliggity, bliggity, black, y'all.
You're whiter than me.
Okay. Here's what I say. Always tuck things away in case of blackmail. Okay? Mm. That's my life philosophy. Okay? Break glass in case of blackmail. All right? You always got
to
have...
You can't fire a guy for pretending to be in a wheelchair.
I was like, is it against the law? I was like, is Drew's penis just hanging out the whole time?
What?
You said tuck it away in case of blackmail. So I'm like, is Drew's dick just hanging out the entire time he's at work? That might be the reason why they're doing the letter then.
Bill?
I don't know, Bill. I just like the fact that you're talking about dicks. I don't know why.
Well, it's my first time. Usually you guys do it, so.
Exactly. All right, so, that's my answer. Nobody cares. Let the guy just continue to fake his life. He's not hurting anybody. It reminds me of that. Remember that Rachel Dolezal?
The girl pretending to be black?
And everybody was all up in arms. And I'm like,
the internet was up in arms.
And maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I don't understand things that I should understand. I was just like, who gives a shit?
Right, maybe she's
got
the
cotton.
You're
not yelling on the internet. You're not worth anything.
She didn't get the cotton swab, the DNA. Maybe she's like, 123rd. Percent.
Everybody is 123rd something.
All right.
Oh my God, he's 123rd paraplegic.
I can't move my pinky.
It's in the DNA.
It's in the DNA. My lazy pinky.
You guys are obstreperous douchebags.
Hey, let's move on, shall we?
Your word of the day.
let's do one more letter. Dear fellas, my youngest son and daughter-in-law were very close with me until several years ago. I had no idea what happened between us, but they became very, very distant. When my son told me they were getting engaged, I said I would love it if they were to accept the engagement ring that I had received from my grandfather when I was 18. When they officially announced their engagement, I noticed she was wearing a different ring. I asked my son why he didn't give her my ring. He said that she simply wanted her own. Well, 8 years later, I've never seen her wear it. Well, why would she wear it? I mean, seriously.
She didn't wear it then. She can wear it now.
Right. She always said, I don't want your stupid ass ring. I mean, seriously. Right. The fact that she sent it back to you in an envelope filled with poop. She said, no. I have asked about it a few times. My son asked me to leave it alone. My oldest son and his wife are blessed with 5 boys and 1 girl.
Wow.
My princess granddaughter has turned 13 and is going to her first cotillion.
Excuse me.
Cotillion.
I'm a woman now.
Oh, that's right.
Let's dance.
I would love for this child's father to give her the ring as a promise ring to stay a virgin until she gets married, when another man will put another ring upon her finger. Of course, I never saw the daughter-in-law wearing the ring. I wouldn't ask for it back if she had. Can you help me ask for it back? Signed, Sad Heart.
I got this. Hey, give him his ring back. Fucking bitch. You're not wearing it anyway.
See, this is what happens when you're rich and white. Well, and you have no problems. You have no real problems.
White people problems. Yeah.
Those are rich people problems.
Rich white people problems.
Yeah. And rich white people problems are different than any other problems.
That is true.
Okay?
That is true.
More expensive problems.
Exactly. Like, rich white people problems is just like, I can't believe I have to take the Ferrari today. Mm. Everyone knows that driving a sports car in the city is just tedium at best. Like, that's a rich white person's problem.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to take the Ferrari today.
I have to sell one of my 5 houses.
Exactly.
The market is down.
Exactly.
Flashbacks to childhood.
So,
Short hills,
indeed. Okay, this is what the person says. When it comes to this heirloom ring, you gave it to someone. You didn't ask if she wanted it or if she would wear it. You simply gave it to her, and now you're trying to attach strings to the gift. Your relationship with your daughter-in-law is already so poor that you have nothing to lose by simply asking if she'd be willing to pass the ring along to your granddaughter, which indeed is her niece. Otherwise, you might follow your grandfather's footsteps and give a special stone to a special grandchild and renew the tradition.
Good answer.
It is a good answer. And the truth of the matter is, bitch, you crazy. That's the real answer, because it's this. Hey, I noticed you guys never wore the ring. That's totally cool. Can you please give it to what's the name? We're going to use it as a promise ring now.
You and I know, because, I was talking about this today. The problem with everything in life is communication. If you just sit down and have a conversation without being an asshole, then you can make your point and then call it a day.
No,
I want to keep it. Yes, here it is.
It's real simple. It's just like, hey.
You wasted all that time writing this letter. You wasted our time having to read this stupid letter because you're a piece of shit.
No, I love the letter.
I was like, if you spread that, we're not going to have a show anymore.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Stop. Don't talk to anybody.
But let's talk about.
Talk to us.
Wait, let's just talk about this.
Obstreperous asshole.
Let's just talk about the promise ring.
I get it.
I said it wrong.
The promise ring.
Obstreperous.
She says she's obstreperous, correct. She's going to give it to her niece, her granddaughter, as a promise ring. First of all, the promise ring is supposed to come from the father. Secondly, any father who gives his daughter a promise ring is kind of an asshole. You know what I mean? You pledge your virginity to me.
Ew.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Who are you, Donald Trump?
Yeah, exactly.
My daughter's the most beautiful girl in the world.
She's so hot.
If I wasn't
her father, and believe me, I wish I wasn't.
I check every day.
We got the test back, though. And so now I can't bang her. That's the creepiest thing in the world, is for your daughter to pledge her virginity to you, okay? It's not your body. It's not your vagina. It's not your virginity. Your vagina.
Vagina.
Did you hear me? I said vagina.
Virginia.
Hey, look at that. What's that, Maya? That looks like a virgin. One of them there vaginas.
Let's take a look at that vagina.
Anyway, that is the creepiest thing ever, as far as I'm concerned. Now, for religious reasons, there are many people who believe that any kind of sex outside of marriage and
chop off your clitoris, right?
No, it's called fornication or adultery.
And I thought fornication was just sex. That's an actual name for a specific kind of sex?
Well, fornication is adultery that happens when you're not married.
Oh.
So if you have if you have sexual relations with somebody outside of your marriage or somebody who is married, you are an adulterer, or and you're in an adulterous relationship. Adultery coming from poisoning, altering, you're adulterating the marriage itself.
Oh.
Whereas if you are just single, single and another person is single, well, you know, it's a form of adultery, but it's fornication.
So we're all fornicators here.
Yeah, we're all fornicators. Yeah, yeah. Bill, you're a fornicator, right?
Sweet.
You are. And we don't have a problem with that, except that you turned the lovely Maya into a fornicator as well.
You go to hell and you die!
God. So anyway, but for religious purposes, if you want to pledge yourself to the Lord, okay, and be a virgin until you get married to keep his particular precepts as given in the Bible, fine.
Don't touch it.
Right. Okay. And no. By the way, the Bible never says anything specifically about masturbation. There's a couple.
No?
Nothing specific about.
Are you a Bible expert?
I'm not going to say that one way or the other.
Mm. Enthusiast.
Mm. Yes, indeed. You can call me. I am a Jesus lover. I am a lover of Jesus.
He's a cool dude.
I need the dude.
I'm a Jesus lover, man. I don't care what anybody says. Jesus was like the bomb.
Who can say anything bad about him, really?
It's very hard.
What did he do that was bad?
Except give his life for everybody. Right. Whether you believe it or not, that's the whole premise. He gave his life for everybody.
And before that, he was teaching people the right way to go.
Teaching people the right way to go and, you know, healing the blind and the sick and all that kind of stuff.
The problem is, like, all the people that follow him every week, none of them are really following those rules.
See,
that's the problem.
And that's the problem with Christianity in general. Right now, the problem with Christianity is not the message of Christianity. The problem with Christianity are fucking Christians. Okay?
It's not really Christian at all.
Right, that's the problem. Because what Jesus hated more than anything, here's the
posers.
One, exactly.
Yes.
Hypocrites.
Yeah.
Those were the people that he went after with vim and vigor.
The glass in houses, throwing the stones.
That's right. The whole thing of being a hypocrite. He railed against that. You never heard one word uttered about homosexuality. You never heard one word uttered about, oh my God, you are, you're a whore. No, as a matter of fact, the drunkards and the whores and the tax collectors, which were considered the worst people in that society.
Still are.
Those are the people. Those are the people that he hung around. He hung around. Now, so I've said too much about Jesus. We've gotten off on a tangent. I got all religious. And I'm not getting religious. I'm just saying I love Jesus. I love his message. Christians, that's a different story. That's a whole nother story.
Treat people well. Take care of each other. That's really basically it, right?
Yeah, how about this? What we call the golden rule is the greatest commandment, which is
love God
with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
As yourself, not just the way you actually love yourself, as the person who loves God with all his heart, soul, and might. Take that and then turn it outwards. So first love God, and that means, like, you know, be the best person you can be. Then take that and point it towards someone else. Point it towards another person and give them the benefit of this love of God. Because at that point, you become love and God is love. And that, my friend, is our sermon for today. Anyway.
Fuck that. Fuck you. Bullshit.
Fuck you, Chuck.
Fuck you and your God loving motherfucker.
Fucking God shit. You and your Jesus shit.
Yeah, that and $2 to get coffee at Starbucks. Not even.
You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker.
That's what John Lennon wrote about. Imagine. Same thing.
Yeah, so that's what it's about, man. So
we're not
anyway.
There yet, Chuck. We're alone. We're not going to see it in our lifetime.
Yeah, so.
Unfortunately.
But anyway, that's how I feel about the promise ring. And with.
Full circle.
And secondly, so you're creepy for having a promise ring thing with your granddaughter. And secondly, you got rich white people problems about how to ask somebody back the jewelry that they're not wearing.
Yeah. You sure are very eloquent with your letter. I'm sure you can push out a few sentences with your daughter-in-law.
How about this? If you had taken this letter and sent it to your daughter-in-law, problem solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Have a good night.
There you go. Let me end this show. Hey, find us on iTunes and give us 5 stars and leave great comments and find Seth the producer at Seth the Twit on Twitter and Bill the assistant at Flavor Department on Twitter. And please make sure you share the show and let everybody know. Honestly, please share the show.
Chuck won't.
I'm going to do that.
If you share it, then he might feel encouraged to share it.
Yes. Yeah, if you share it, you'll inspire me.
Hey.
Yeah. You know what I do is retweet.
Doo-doo.
If you tweet this show out, please, I'll retweet it.
Yeah, no, he did. Well, yeah.
What an ass. It's my show. No, I'm right. Hey, if you tweet the show, I'll retweet it.
If you put it in the work, he'll point out that you put it in the work.
What a dick. I'm so stupid.
Strepperous asshole.
Okay.
We get it.
All right, I'm Chuck Nice. Until next time, saying if you got a problem, we probably got a vagina for it.